So the second perek of Perek Shira ends with Geshomim Oimrim. We're still talking about the rains which say the following: Geshem Nedovos, Tonif Elikim, Nachalosho Vinilo, Atochinanto. You gave a large amount of rain, Hashem, when your portion, your heritage, was tired or weary. You made it firm. You set it firm. We've spoken about how the land of Israel is particularly dependent on the rain, and how many prayers are dependent on the rain. Talk about the rain and ask Hashem for the rain. And as we come to the end of this chapter, and yes, on the last night of the year, as we come to the end of this chapter this year, we're still davening, we're still praying for bracha. And I find it fascinating that the way that rain falls is, however heavy the rain is, it's still made up of individual raindrops. Every single raindrop, the Gemara Baba Basra talks about it, conversation that Hashem had with Eov about it, every single one is individual, however torrential the rain is. And I thought it's a very Rosh Hashanah message as well, because we do say in Unasane Tokef, we say that Chol Boy Olam, all those who go through the world, Ovrim Lefonov Kivnei Moron, go in front of Hashem like sheep, individual sheep, individuals, each one counted, each one scrutinized, Hashkocha Protis, each one gets individual care and attention. Those are the individual raindrops. And we ask for bracha in that sense. And the rain, which represents life and the potential to grow, is perfect to express that idea. And of course, in Elul, as is the last night of Elul, moving into Tishri, we know that this concept of individual care and attention is what Elul is all about. Elul has many references in the Torah. The most famous are the words from Shir HaShirim, which we spoke about so much at Pesach time. Ani l'doidi l'doidi li. I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. The first letters of each of those words spell out Elul. Famously, this is the idea of the exclusive relationship that we have with Hashem. But interesting enough, that each one of us has the exclusive relationship, which is strange, but we all know people, certain people who have this, well, whatever it is, some magnetism or something in their character, where each person, we spoke about it once about Yosef, each person feels after coming away from speaking to them that they are valued as important and special. That's ani l'doidi v'doidi li. We've spoken about the idea that if you're standing 50 centimeters from the mirror, then so to speak, not literally, of course, because it's flat, but your reflection is 50 centimeters on the other side of the mirror, which means you're 1 meter from your reflection. If you move back 50 centimeters, you're not 1.5 meters away, you are 2 meters away, because as you move back, so does the reflection. Hashem says all the way through, you move to me, I move to you. Teshuvah, return. Again and again, you return and I will return. Like a mirror. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. I will move if you move. And if you distance yourself, I will distance myself. But remember first, unlike 20th and 21st century thought, which is me, 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 even though the first word is ani, but it's ani l'doidi. If you're prepared to make the first move, not what can I get out of it, but the idea that you are meant to be there first for the other one. Amazingly, amongst the many other references that there are to Elul, is one that we say almost every day, not at Erev Yom Kippur, not Shabbos or Erev Pesach. We say Mizmor L'Soda, Song of Thanks. It's Tehillim Perek Kuf, where we say the words in the middle, remember Toidol, the Korriban Toidol was something that was given for coming back from four dangerous events where you see that Hashem has looked after you. We say the words, Hu osonu veloy anachnu. Hu osonu, he made us, veloy anachnu. Now, interestingly enough, there's a kriyuk siv. It's written one way and it's read another. The word loy can be lamed aleph or lamed vov. Lamed aleph means, therefore, veloy anachnu, he made us and not us. But if you read it as lamed vov, hu osonu, he made us veloy anachnu, and we are his, then it's kind of almost the opposite of the other loy, because that's a we are, as opposed to loy, we are not. But what's the point of this? Say Chazal, loy and loy, those two loys, lamed aleph and lamed vov, are the letters of Elul. So what? So what? Because you've got to realize, once we recognize that it's not us who made ourselves, then, and that's veloy anachnu with an aleph, then we can surrender to him, veloy lamed vov, almost like the AA rule one, rule two, the idea that you recognize and surrender to a higher power. It's not us, and therefore you can surrender to him, as opposed to the paroi that we were locked into in Egypt, about whom it says in the Novi, Li Ya'ori. Notice Li, I need to do Li, but Li Ya'ori, the Nile is mine, Va'ani, as in Ani Ladoidi, but the opposite, Li Ya'ori, Va'ani Asisini. The Nile is mine, and I made myself, which is the exact opposite of Hu Asonu Veloy Anachnu. But we escaped from that. Not li va'ani asisini, I made me. It's Hu Asonu. He made us. Veloy Anachnu, not us. And therefore, Veloy Anachnu, we are his. And amazingly, that's why it's in Perek Kuf of Tehillim. Of course, 100 brachos. The expression of bracha is thanking and recognizing the fount of all, the source of all, which is Hashem. And Toidah means thank you. Now that you can acknowledge, as in the word yoidu, or confess, the word vidui, which we'll hear about Yom Kippur, or to thank, which is moideh ani, which is all from the same root. And I have to thank a charusa of mine. I'll say his name briefly, even though you might be shy about it. Aviad, thank you. The root, which is Yud Dalad Hey, which means to acknowledge, to confess, to thank Yehuda's from there. He noted that Yud Dalad Hey is Yad Hashem, the hand of Hashem. If you could, this beautiful idea, and I just had to share this before Rosh Hashanah. Hashem made us. It's his hand. It's not our hands. That's the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah. Is recognizing who the king is, who is in control, total control. HaMelech is Hashem. And we've said countless times that Melech, say Chazal, is the head being in control of the heart, being in control of one's desires. They're all important, but the head comes first. And that's why you have Moyach, the head, Lev, the heart, and the desires, the liver, the Kovod, spells this, the acronym spells out Melech, the king. And again and again and again, the Ikkar of Rosh Hashanah, we say again and again that Hashem, you are the king, not us, you are the king. And the ultimate expression of all of that, of course, is when the ultimate human king, which is David HaMelech, expresses this. It is David, of course, who wrote Tehillim. It's David who wrote Mizmor Lesoda. It's David whose letters dalus vov dalus. Dalus means nothingness. I'm nothing before you, Hashem, because a real king expresses that he's nothing without the others. And notice, amazingly, the David, and it's called the David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, who wrote the tefillah that we say all the way until Shmini Atzeres, Ani Ledoidi, V'Doidi Li Doidi, Doid, beloved, is of course David. And it's David HaMelech himself who expresses at the end of the David Hashem Ori, who says the words, all I want to be is with you, Hashem, exclusively. Lulei hemanti lirois betuv Hashem Eretz Chaim. Just to be with you, Hashem, is all that I want. Lulei hemanti. Lulei lamed vov lamed aleph. Elo. Have a wonderful new year.